Hurts my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
This is an ambush.
I've been creeping.
We call that a Dirty Sanchez south of the border.
My lisp likes to say dirty things sometimes.
Pokemon porn.
That's a one-time deal, buddy.
Opens up like a fucking predator mouth.
I like dicks, though. Eat that jungle worm sandwich.
You're listening to Strength Cast.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other butters can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull out your tuff when you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got make me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You wanna get in my Benz? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen them dancing to hell with romance, and she sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. Tired of magazines saying flat butts are a thing. Take your average black man and ask him that. She better pack much back. So fellas, is your girlfriend got your butt? Shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. LA face with an Oakland booty back. Baby got back.
Woo! And that was Filthy Turtle. Filthy Turtle of Filthy Turtle Purlers. I'm Samson Lancaster, and today I am joined with Salvador Madrigal.
I have back.
You do?
Yep.
Not really.
I got much back.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also joined by Cat McGuire.
What up, people?
And we have a new guest host on the show today, Libby.
Me, also known as Chessie LaRue.
Boobs McGee. Is that another one? And we have a very special guest today. We met him at the Anime Impulse. You just heard him bring us in with Baby Got Back. Filthy motherfucking turtle himself.
What's up, everybody?
And Filthy Turtle, for our listeners, Phil, what can I call you, Phil?
Yeah, that's fine.
Phil, what do you do at Filthy Turtle Purlers?
I am a pixel artist. I pretty much make art using a medium called Perler Beads, and I pretty much make these live on Twitch TV and sell them at various conventions all over the state.
And they look fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they were so cool.
I really, really, really liked that Metroid. It got me moist.
Moist.
Yeah. So, where can our listeners find your amazing talent?
You can find it at filthyturtle.com. It's spelled PHILTHYTURTLE.com. Everything's there. My Etsy, my Twitch channel, my Instagram, Twitter, all of my work is all shown there. So,
yeah, and you stream your actual creations while you're creating them on Twitch, correct?
Correct. I'm actually a Twitch partner. I got partnered less than a year ago. As the second Perler artist to ever get partnership with Twitch, and one of the fastest in the world.
Damn, son.
Nice.
Might have to show some of those skills later. Or does that cost money? Do we got to pay for that?
No.
All right. So let's get this party started, Sal. Why don't we start off with a little video game news?
Okay. Takarisi. So Nintendo showed off the successor to the 3DS. Well, and they gave us a couple of details for it. And I was like, what? We just got the new 3DS, like fucking last year.
Right.
Now they're going to debut another one. This one's going to have actually two analog sticks on it.
You can't see that he's using his thumbs to demonstrate there are two analog sticks.
Actually, this is how I rub my nipples and I'm pretending.
They're really low, Sal.
Exactly. At my age, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
They're not lower.
But they're
going to put two analog sticks on it. Which is a long time coming.
I just want to point out, Phil is drinking from the giantest bottle of water. Or unless that's booze. I hope that's booze. That should be. I think he muted himself. Anyways, he can hear us, but we can't hear him. Yeah,
that was, better be booze.
That thing is bigger than your head, dude. Anyways,
Sal, what were you saying? Thirsty. News or something?
Yeah, I think. News or something. But yeah, new 3DS.
New.
They should have put those two analog sticks like a while ago. Like fucking when they re-released the new 3DS. They put like some little fucking small ass, I don't know what the fuck you call it, for an extra analog stick on it. And
a normal, I think they call it the nipple.
Probably a nipple. Or not. But
the nubbin.
The nubbin.
They call it the cherry chapstick.
Who the fuck can use that other than a fucking 5-year-old child, dude?
See, Nintendo still marketing to kids, which is problematic for us adults who love Nintendo and are all about that retro nostalgia.
Yeah, that's why I have that big ass fucking attachment to my 3DS. Just so I can play it like a normal person.
That big ass fucking what, Sal?
Attachment.
Anyways, so they're releasing another fucking DS while they release. Well, what's coming first? The Switch?
The Switch? Well, the Switch is gonna come out fucking in a month, dude. It's
okay.
Coming.
And
this one's maybe
all over your face, neck, and chest.
Yeah. I don't know if it's gonna be a face, neck, and chest kind of console, but
it's probably gonna miss.
But so we just got the new 3DS. The Switch is coming out soon.
And then maybe next year the new 3DS is coming out.
That's not what it's called, though, is it?
No, they
haven't announced it yet?
It still has a code name. But yeah, it hasn't been announced as the new.
The
new 3DS. It's probably going to be called 3DS 4 or something, but it looks cool. I'm glad that they're finally putting those analog sticks, but it's... Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Like it's getting bad to where they're releasing a new one every year.
Your attachment already has your large attachment already has the analog sticks, correct?
Yeah, which unless the CPU and there's better performance out of it, I'm not gonna buy it.
So what you're saying is, if you did buy it though, and you had the attachment, it would have 4 nipples.
No, it'd be 3 nipples. So it'd be a superfluous nipple on there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's good luck in the Asian communities, apparently.
Not enough nipples.
No, it's not enough nipples. How many do you have, Phil?
7.
Okay, that works. Right.
Lost one in a knife fight.
Used to have 8.
Actually got bit off.
Got bit off.
Long story.
Yeah. I think Nintendo's shooting themselves in the foot by releasing... First of all, they're already shooting themselves in the foot by releasing the fucking Switch. And now they're also going to release another goddamn DS. More fucking handhelds.
And here's probably what the bad thing about it is, they're going to release it. And if the Switch catches on, it's going to be dead like the year after. Because why would they support two different consoles where one's outperforming the other one?
They barely support their current consoles.
If everybody bought the Switch and it caught on and they put all the games that are normally on the 3DS on the Switch, nobody's going to buy the new 3DS and they're going to killing it off. They're throwing a lot of shit on the wall and seeing what's sticking, and most of this shit's all runny turd diarrhea crap.
Yeah, just what does everybody else in the room think about another fucking DS?
I like the two analog sticks. I agree with Sal that should have been done a long time ago. But I just really don't like all of these new systems coming out a year apart. It's a waste of time
and a waste of money. Especially $200 a pop for the XL models.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's $100 less than the fucking Switch.
Yeah.
Why? Why, Nintendo? Libby, do you have an opinion?
No, I don't.
She doesn't even have an opinion.
Nope. No opinion needed on the new Nintendo handheld.
All right. So E3 went public. It's going public this year.
Okay.
Which could either be a good thing or a very fucking bad thing.
I honestly think it's going to be a bad thing regardless. They might make money, but it's going to be a bad thing because it's going to open it to way more neckbeard and BO stank, right? It's going to crowd the halls.
As long as they control how many
with people like Phil will be crowding the halls.
Because
testing everyone.
I agree.
And Sal.
And
myself.
The last time I was at E3, the space is, it's big, but even with just industry people there, it was packed. It was wall to wall.
It was wall to wall.
Old nerds looking at shit that they probably didn't understand what it was. And imagine if you let in like regular nerds with the crazy BO come in. That'll be the last time Sony or anybody shows up to those E3s.
Last I checked, though, the E3 announcement, it only opens up to public. All the press conferences are still for industry.
Yeah, yeah, like all the press stuff. I think it's just going to be the floor stuff that are going to be available to the people. And that's fine because, you know, those conference room stuff is pretty cool and all. But most of the time, people just show up to play the actual games. But even then, I could see this going bad.
Like, yeah, well, bad. As a person that's actually been to professional conferences, when you go to conferences, you know, you do, like you said, that you do like workshops and stuff and breakout sessions, they call them. And if you're in the industry, like if you're a game developer or something, they might have, you know, something about game development and you can go check that out. So like you said, that's not going to be, it might be big for some of the really nerdy people that really like games or people that want to become game developers that wouldn't otherwise be able to get to that.
Yeah, but
I've never been to E3, so I don't know fucking know what they have.
Like when I was the E3 I went to was where Blizzard was kind of showing off that Ghost game they had in development, and we got to play it for a little while. And even then, the line was kind of long because everybody wanted to play it. I got to play it for like 20 minutes. It was a really good game, but even with just industry people there, it was a long line to play that one. What was another game that was being? That was such a long time ago, but that one kind of stood out. I mean, it was the amount of people that were there was a lot. Imagine opening it up to everybody. Like, they're gonna really have to limit how many tickets they sell to get into that thing, because it's gonna be a clusterfuck if they
allow. They only sold 15,000, I think.
Oh fuck!
Wait, what?
There's only 15,000 being sold.
Yeah, that's gonna sell out in less than 10 seconds. It's gonna be like fucking BlizzCon. Like, I tried to get tickets to BlizzCon last year, and I was literally sitting there refresh. My wife was sitting there refresh. And as soon as I got through it, so they were sold out. Like, and that was like 10 minutes before it started. But there were probably people botting that shit. Straight up. Botting that motherfucker, and I think it's gonna happen.
You're gonna see the resellers on eBay.
Yeah, you're gonna
$1,000.
You're gonna find tickets on eBay for E3 that are gonna be ridiculously priced, just like the fucking Nintendo Classic, except way more expensive than that because these tickets are already like $250 or something.
Yeah, so expect like $1,000 for a ticket.
Yeah, that's dumb. I mean, it's not worth it to me. Like, if we can find a way to get in, you know, being a video game outlet of some sort, but I'm not going to pay.
Too bad we don't have our hookup no more.
I still have a hookup, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe we should just work that connection this year.
For BlizzCon? E3 or for BlizzCon?
E3.
I have a connection for BlizzCon.
Yeah, I know that. He's supposed to be on the show, and he's still fucking been on the show.
I know. He got a girlfriend and stopped talking to me.
Oh, dude, he's getting fucking Gone Girl so hard. You better delete all the bitches on your fucking Facebook, Twitter. I don't care what the fuck.
Especially that crazy party nerd lady.
You guys should go on Tinder and look for the Blizz nerds that work there and then get your free ticket.
Oh, totally.
No, well, we would have to go on Grindr.
Oh, Grindr. Oh, hey. You can do Tinder too. You know? Yeah.
We can recruit you to do Tinder for us. Okay. And Kat can do Tinder also. I don't know if her boyfriend would be cool with that, though.
I think we've talked about just doing it for funsies and seeing what happens.
I like how you're wearing sunglasses.
It was a little bright.
It's a little bright.
My eyes were hurting.
She's saying it's got the mood lighting.
You know, it's
my eyeballs are
sensitive. Put on my sunglasses.
For the listeners, we
awesome.
We have upgraded our sound system, and
look at the sunglasses.
I did not. What?
Look at his glasses.
Oh, damn, those are badass. we've upgraded our sounds, if you can't tell, but we have not changed the lighting. So, that would mean that there's something different with Kat rather than something different with the lighting in the room.
Oh, it's my contacts. They're bothering me.
Okay.
I'm not stoned, I promise.
No, not currently. Okay, Sal, what else we got? News.
Steam Greenlight is changing over to Steam Direct. Which means, I guess, more people are going to be able to steal our money for early access games.
No, well, I think, I'm not sure. I didn't do the research.
Fucking research? What the hell is that?
So, I didn't read the article.
Okay, we'll do it live.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do it live. But they're getting rid of the current peer, the, you know, the setup where you can vote just for games.
I think they need to make it where the company, if they want to have a game on there, has to make a viable pitch for their game and be held more accountable if it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's getting bad with all these indie companies just taking your money and running.
Yeah, there's some pretty terrible games out there with Greenlight. So maybe it sounds like they want to streamline the process. That much I did gather. So maybe this would be a good thing.
Hopefully. Who knows? But then again, Steam gets their cut and they're like, meh.
Yeah, it's just true. It's all about money.
The only thing they care about is the company itself reviewing itself and giving itself good marks. That was horrible. Like, yes, I purchased this game. I'm no way affiliated with the company, but it's a great game.
Yeah.
Activision, Blizzard laid off a lot of people. It was mainly from Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Yeah. That happens with most of the industry. The game's done, and all the overflow and the extra people that are around, they get rid of them and streamline.
Yeah, so this is probably the
overflow. I'm hoping everybody in Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare, yeah.
Like the people who actually work on the game that make the models and everything, all those people should be okay. Like the director and the people who are in charge of the vision, those fuckers need to be fired and laid off and bring in new people.
Yeah, I think they just need to get rid of COD.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, they need to either kill it off for a while and develop it longer before they put out a game, or just end it completely and work on something else.
Yeah.
Well, the next one is Boots on the Ground, Vietnam style combat. So.
Oh, the next COD.
Yeah, the next COD is.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Going back to Vietnam.
The next thing I'm going to do is go back to Vietnam. Oh, we're talking about COD. Got it.
No, well, I fought the Viet Cong in Vietnam. I learned. The Hadouken from them. That's how it works.
Okay. Alrighty then.
So moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, the big news is Oculus Rift lost their lawsuit against Valve. They lost $500 million, dude, in the lawsuit. Valve was suing the people who did Oculus for they stole the plans and some other shit for the VR. When the guy left and created the Oculus company, he stole a lot of their technology. Whoa. And shit like that. Dude. And they proved it in court and lost $500 million.
Wow.
I mean, that's chump change for Zuckerberg. He's like, fuck, that's like my mad money, and just hand it over and whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, he bought Oculus. It wasn't like he started
the
Oculus.
The bad thing is Valve can put the kibosh on new sales for the Oculus. So we might not be seeing any new Oculus for a while. So if you already have one, you're good. If you want one, you're probably not going to be able to find
one. What about support for the Oculus?
It's still all in place. It's just you won't probably be able to buy any more of the peripherals. So if you have one, you're good. If you don't, then you're kind of ass out for maybe a year or two. If Valve decides to put a halt on it.
Got it.
Which, from all aspects, VR is not doing all that great. So it might not even matter a year from now.
Not gonna makes be around. Me a sad panda. I want VR to take off.
Yeah, it does. But maybe in 2-3 years, it might be viable when machines get a little bit more powerful and video cards get a little bit cheaper. Like, even now, the video cards that you can use with it are pretty cheap. But it's still not for everybody. Budget gamers aren't going to be able to use this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $500 million.
And this room is filled with at least half budget gamers.
Yeah, I'm a budget gamer.
Me.
Anything okay. Free, I'm
all
there.
Budget
Asian
gamers.
And the Mexican.
No, so, Kat's a budget gamer too.
For the most part, it depends on the game. If I really want it, I'll get it.
I just don't have any fucking time because I'm a filthy casual.
What's a game?
It's not a game, it's the game.
The game?
The game with the guy?
The dude.
Yeah, you guy.
Bungie announced that Destiny 2 is going to come out this year.
How long has Destiny been out?
About 2 years.
2 years. And it's an MMO, and they're releasing a fucking sequel to an MMO after 2 years.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they just tack on to the whatever current one? Currently out. Yeah, current out.
I don't know.
Upgrade the gameplay. Even if you buy the new one, it's going to be working off of what they've found out and what they've developed on the first one, which is great. Because if you play it now with all the expansions, it's a lot better than when it first started. It's finally at the point where it should have been when it first released. But it took them like a couple of fucking expansions. Like this current one, which is the Heart of Iron or some, it has to do with the Iron Banner, dude. It's really
Brotherhood good. Of Steel.
No.
Needs more settlement.
Yeah. Your settlement needs your help.
But the way the game is currently out right now, it's a really good game. It's what it should have been when it first released, but it took them so long to get to this point. So I'm hoping 2 starts off from where the point that it is now. And gets better on from there.
But people that are playing 2 won't be able to play people on 1, right?
Probably not, which is good because most of the people that are playing now are salty assholes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think
I get some harsh,
to me,
text messages.
It seems kind of soon. I'm coming from an MMO side of things.
Well, it's a pseudo MMO, but not
it's
really.
A pseudo MMO, I guess.
It's a regular game that has expansions. If it was truly an MMO, it'd be a kind of persistent, always online world. Where this one is, it's kind of is, but kind of isn't.
I guess that's true. Well, fuck Destiny, anyways. I don't play that game.
It was good.
It was good.
Destiny's good. Now it's good.
You don't play it anymore, do you?
I still play it. I don't have the newest expansion.
What about Warframe? You still play Warframe?
I still play Warframe.
You're ridiculous.
So, well, Warframe, it's more of a I'm like now with Warframe, I play it maybe once a week just to do the dailies and all the weekly shit, and then I'm done with it.
All right,
but Destiny every once in a while I'll get on.
Destiny?
Destiny.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Destiny, you play Destiny once in a while?
I play it with he's a Twitch streamer. It's Crafty. He plays it a lot, so I'm always joining his groups.
Yeah. Speaking of Crafty, Filthy Turtle, I believe, is purling as we speak.
Shh.
Is that all we have for news, or we got more news? Or?
That's enough news. More stuff, but
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about our video game crushes, our current video game crushes, as this is Video Game Crushes 2. We'll be back after this break.
Moist.
This song don't give a damn if the rhymes don't fit with the DJ quit. This song don't give a damn. You can't sing or dance to a camera man.
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes.
Get up!
Heyo, I'm Xander Genre.
And I'm Bonnie Gordon, and together we're
the Library Bards. And you're listening to the Strength Cast.
Oh yeah.
And we're back. And today, since I guess it's sort of going to be Valentine's Day in a day or two after this airs, this is Video Game Crushes Part 2. And I will get us started with the first crush on my list.
Shai Hulud.
Since
Lados.
Since I've
it is
only been playing Dragon Age recently.
Nyarlathotep.
Nyarlathotep. the first crush that I have on my list here is
the faceless one.
Sigrun. I know probably knows who she is. She is goth and metal as fuck. She is a dwarf from the Legion. The Legion of the Dead.
The Legion she of has Doom.
From Origins or Inquisition?
From Awakening. Origins, Awakening. And I'm going to pass a picture around for you guys.
Anyway, if
don't
she
fucking if swipe anywhere, so God damn it.
Just listeners, look this shit up. What's her name again?
Sigrun. Sigrun from Dragon Age Awakening. And she's a dwarf. She's got dark hair and bright blue eyes, gothy ass tattoos and makeup, and she's hot because she's bad.
I can't wait till you get on. I can't wait till you get to Inquisition. You're gonna see a bay on there.
It's gonna be a bay.
Bay.
I just started playing Inquisition.
There you go.
I'm so excited.
But yeah, Sigrun, she's badass. You meet her in my phone's broken. You meet her in Awakenings and. She can kick anybody's ass, especially Darkspawn, because that's her fucking job. I really liked the exchanges between her and Ogryn in the Dragon Age. And yeah, no, she's got...
Ogryn could be bae as well.
She's got back, actually. Yeah. Yes, Ogryn is definitely bae.
He tried to bone me a couple of times on Inquisition. I was like, no! No!
Why not? Is this,
and then I fell into
his drunken, his beer breath, his grog breath.
And then I ended up in a gay relationship. Like, no fault of my own, dude. I just answered a question yes once, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm gay now? Oh, God damn it. Morgana didn't like me after that, dude.
Well, you play as a chick, though, right?
Dude, I always play as a dude.
No!
On the Dragon Age games, yeah, because then you get the bull sometimes, and he gives you the horn, and you have to be a dude when you get the horn.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. You just wait till you get to Inquisition, dude. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to take the horns.
No, but I always play chick.
Then it's not as good when a guy hits on you. It's like, meh.
No, I don't care about the guys. I care about the chicks.
Oh, the chicks are fine and all. That's like, everybody does that. But when you take the horns from the bull.
All right.
Shit, yeah.
Apparently Phil knows what's going on. I don't want any spoilers. Kat, since you weren't on... Who's fapping? since you weren't on the Last Crushes episode, even though you think you were.
I know, I thought I was.
Wow.
I had a list prepared.
She's wearing sunglasses in the studio now, which is not bright, by the way. And she thinks she was on the Last Crush episode, but she was not. So give us one of your crushes, Kat.
I'll go with one of my more obvious ones, because I'm a huge Final Fantasy nerd. I have always had a crush on Squall, Leonhart, from Final Fantasy VIII. I have his Griever tattooed on my leg. It was proof how much I love him.
It's commitment.
Yeah, he's kind of emo. He starts off pretty emo, but he grows into his own, and he's fucking hot. I mean, come on. But now it's kind of creepy, because in the game, he's like 18 years old, and I'm almost 10 years older than that.
Damn, Robin the Cradle.
I know, it's kind of creepy now. But, huh?
You said cougar hair.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? But yeah, he's very attractive. Am I not loud enough for you?
There it is.
I just feel weird because I'm such a loud person. I feel like I'm going to burst your eardrums. If I
need more mic.
Yeah. I need more cowbell also. Yes, please. For the listeners, we're still getting used to our new mic setup because I'm not going to edit that shit out. That's too much goddamn work.
Apparently I have to make out with my microphone now.
Yeah, you can make out with your microphone if you like.
I kind of like holding it like this. It's a
very rock star.
Yes, it is.
You actually look like.
I feel like I don't give a shit right now.
You look like a rock star right now, very much with your setup here. I'm gonna take some video. I'm taking the picture. Hold on, do that again. Okay, then I'll take.
I
some
should
video.
Probably do this.
Man, you need.
No, that's too dirty. That's
too dirty. You already did it.
You need a Gene Simmons tongue.
Yeah.
No, but so Squall. I believe Squall is one of Sal's many bays.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's my favorite Final Fantasy game, FYI.
Yeah. Oh, I just recently beat it like a couple years ago, and it blew my fucking mind.
Mind blasted?
It was such a leap. a leap in graphics compared from Final Fantasy VII to VIII. It was like, wow, I can't believe they got that much out of it.
So like, wow.
It was wow. It's wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. There's Owen Wilson in that turtle.
And
wow.
Some people swear by that draw system in that game.
I like the draw system. I didn't like that I could exploit the draw system where there's a certain point where you can just sit there and gain Ultima. Like early on in the game, you can fucking break the game.
Yeah, you can get OP as fuck in that game.
But the draw system was awesome. I liked it. I liked the card system as well.
Yeah.
The card game, I fucking love the card game.
Squall is sexy, but... sexy.
There are lots of hotties in that game, though.
Yeah, I was all about his dad.
Oh, Laguna.
That was straight up. That was
your crush.
Spoilers, if you go back to the original crush, the fucking cover of the episode has got Laguna all over the place. Yeah.
He's such a dope. I love that guy.
You know what? It really speaks to your age, Kat. Like, I was in love with his father, and you're in love with his son.
Yeah.
Because you're a fetus.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Still the youngest person in the room, I believe.
Am I?
Yeah, because Libby's like 55.
Yeah, I'm 55.
Sal's like 70.
God, what is your secret?
Sal's like 70.
Yeah, black don't crack.
Yeah, that's our secret. Black
can
don't
I be
crack.
Asian, please? I've always wanted to.
You guys could work something out.
Okay.
Wait, you can.
Okay,
let's switch.
Yeah, we'll trade.
You guys can figure that out on break or after the show. Libby.
Yes.
You have some crushes. Why don't we give the listeners?
Who is that?
Whoa! Somebody's just appearing behind Filthy Turtles. Mama Jobber. Oh, something's going on. Oh. I don't know what's happening.
You broke the.
He's in trouble for.
Never look behind the curtain.
Oh. We saw the man
Wait,
behind the curtain.
Wait, you don't have pants on.
We saw the man behind the curtain. What's going on over there?
I'm being raided.
Oh.
Being raided.
Swatted.
Swatted.
We just swat you. We called a swat in on you.
Apparently nobody knows what a sign in front of my door that says do not enter live means.
Should post it in Tagalog next time.
Maybe they thought live sex. Maybe they thought live sex is like, well.
And it freaking lights up too.
Oh my god.
Are you like in a dorm or something? Is that what's going on?
No, it's a roommate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, that person just barged in on you and you don't have pants on. That's
well, he said it's his brother, so it's okay.
Dudes. Why do I need pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're around, dudes.
His brother wanted to.
You can walk around swinging. It's a little gross.
That reminds me, when I used to live with Sal, I used to walk around with no pants on. That's gross.
I had boxers, though, so it's okay.
Still gross.
It is what it is. It is what God gave me. So if I believe
I think,
in God.
I think.
A lot of balls.
I think before the man appeared behind the curtain over at Phil's place, Libby was gonna say what her crush was.
Yes. So I'm pretty basic. I am a boobs woman. So it comes as no surprise that my first video crush was actually Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you like old school polygons.
Old school polygons.
Yeah.
Nice those pointy bits.
Nice like polygons. Pointy
bits. Torpedo boobs.
The original Lara Croft. So you fell in love with the original Lara Croft, and what do you think about the new Lara Croft?
She's too young for me.
No. She likes them older.
I like them older and pointier.
Too average boobed for you this time around.
Those like some 1950s kind of bras.
Cone,
you know,
torpedo
kind...
boobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those shit. Crazy ones.
God, Lara Croft, what a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, but Kat, you like the new Lara Croft probably more, I would think.
I actually do. I mean, I love the
fucking
old...
millennial.
Yeah,
I love the old Lara Croft, and I appreciate the old Lara Croft because I grew up with that. But I do like the new Lara Croft because she has tiny boobs like me.
God damn it.
Dude, he broke his mic.
broke my at least one time per show, I have to do that.
I broke my mic and you broke me.
I have to break Samson at least once every episode.
What were we talking about? Where were we? What?
My tiny
boobs.
What's
going on?
Tiny boobs versus pointy boobs versus large boobs.
I mean, boobs are boobs.
Sal's a boobs man.
Yeah.
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 There's not that many boob men or women out there. Everyone's all about the butt.
But yeah, it's a fad though.
I like the butt too.
It went from, like, you know, in the early 90s, it was all about the boobs.
I just want to point out that most dwarves, especially in Dragon Age, like Sigrun, you know, they got curves, so they got everything going on. They got the boobs and the booty.
They're not anatomically correct though. They need a beard.
Yeah,
where's the beard?
That's the OG EverQuest, dude. Yeah, in the original EverQuest, the female dwarfs could have beards.
Female dwarves have beards.
I'd be down. That's cool. Little.
That's why the dwarven men don't go after the dwarven women.
You know, because it's great, because then there's no way she'll neglect the balls.
Yeah,
they'll be tickled by the beard. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, that also works with gay men, bears. They call them bears.
That's what I am.
Yeah. Bear. Not really. You like shaved.
It's growing back.
But Lord, the original Laura Croft. What? That's not a beard, Sal.
What? No, it's not. It's a Gucci.
It's a Gucci?
Very nice.
Gucci?
A Gucci. It's a Gucci bag.
It's
a Gucci bag, Sal.
It's my turn?
Well, I don't know. We didn't. I mean, we're still talking about
Laura Croft.
Laura Croft.
I like the newer Laura Croft.
You like the newer Laura Croft.
The new Laura Croft. I like it that she's not a one-dimensional character. The body's fine. I mean, they're trying to not be misogynistic and just have her big boobs.
Fucking feminists. Yeah. It's all.
But she's awesome.
But
Snarkeesian's fault.
But it's fine. It's fine.
That's what I think about her.
I don't have any.
Sorry.
The later versions of the old Lara Croft, we had better polygons, and it was pretty good.
Those could the old polygons put your eyes out though.
Yeah.
I tried to play it. I have it on Steam, and it's impossible.
I can't play the first one anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
I like how Kat's still holding her mic.
It's comfortable.
She's going to drop it afterwards and walk away.
If you're comfortable with that, because, you know, I can adjust it so that it's actually there.
I mean, I like holding it.
Okay.
She likes holding the mic.
She's going to drop the mic
right
now.
Leave me alone.
So, okay. We can move on. We can move on to Sal. Sal, what's one of your crushes?
May is Bay, dude. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. Yeah,
I think we found out who Filthy Turtle's crush is.
I don't play Mei per se, but I like Mei.
Well, you don't play Mei because you like to watch. You like to follow her around and watch that booty.
I heal her that ass. You know, gotta heal.
You heal that ass. That's right. You play Mercy all the time.
Yeah, but my first one is Mei, which is my third one down the list, which is the very last one. She's the glasses.
You're just
dude.
Confusing our listeners with fucking numbers. Dude.
Okay,
don't
so
do
I'm,
that.
I'm starting with the one that I least like, and then I'm working my way up to number one. She's number three. Right. The glasses, dude. The nerdy glasses chick always gets me.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, May's cute.
And she's thick.
Yeah, did you? One of the newer skins, didn't they accidentally make her thinner?
Yeah, it was for the Chinese New Year one. They made her thin, and they were like, oops, that was a mistake.
Yeah, what the
actually
fuck?
Actually, a bad glitch because it looks like she has a shelf on her butt.
You put your drink on it, boom.
Well, that's just standard, right? You gotta be able to put your drink on that.
Yeah,
booty.
May is Bay.
May is Bay. Okay, so Phil, you only have one crush, you said.
Yeah, it's May.
What do you have to say?
I got a thing for smart girls, and she fucking builds snowballs, so. That's like the biggest turn on. A girl that is smart is one of the biggest turn ons ever for me.
That's
a big old booty.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. Bring it back. Bring it back. You're going out there. We were a little lost there for a minute. Yeah, no, she's that nerdy cuteness is
good.
I'm into that too.
Plus she puts rocks in snowballs, so
she gives you an icicle in the butt.
That too.
Have you found any good May porn?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I dated a May cosplayer. Does that count?
Yes, actually, it does.
Did you put icicles in her butt?
I dated her because she was a May cosplayer.
You dated her because she was a May cosplayer.
And that's how you became a cult.
There was
freak.
An important question that I want to point out. Libby asked, did you put icicles in her butt?
No.
Did she put icicles in your butt?
God, no.
That's a, that's a new move you can create too.
He's like
icicle.
Spike. He doesn't like ass play.
You put your penis in an ice box for like an hour, 30 minutes, and then boom.
And then it falls off.
And then you got the icicle dick.
After an hour and 30 minutes, it falls off. That's what happens.
Well, it freezes hard. But yeah, May is Bay, dude. That's my third one.
May is Bay. Well, I think we'll just keep going. And each time we get back to Phil, he'll just say something more about May. I think that's appropriate. I think that's appropriate. I think that works. So another one I have on my list, incidentally, is also an Overwatch character, Sombra.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I haven't even really played much of Overwatch since she came on, but it was just when I saw her intro trailer, she can boot me any day. That thick Mexican accent, hacking skills.
Vagina.
She can hack my vagina any day. Yeah. I'm not fond of the pink too much, but I'm sure she's got other skins. So I'll just map to a different skin.
Neon purple and regular purple is what it is.
No, she's pink, dude.
Fuck trailer did you watch?
What fuck? What like, dude,
nobody
what
plays her anyways.
Nobody plays her? Does she suck?
It's not that today. She sucks. It's people haven't figured out how to use her. Her
that
damage,
is pink.
Her
that
damage,
is pink.
Her damage is
that
a
is
little
pink.
Off.
Everybody, that's pink. Pink.
That's
Sombra.
Fuchsia.
Oh fuck you guys.
It's pink.
Yeah. What Phil said. He's the only fucker in here that actually plays Overwatch. Okay. It's pink.
I'm playing right now.
He's playing Overwatch as we speak. Because he has the mad ADD.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, but real talk. Sombra's blonde hair skin is the best one.
Ooh, yeah, that's like Brazilian action. Not the wax, but you know, like people from Brazil, they're hot. They're Spanish.
And
blonde, like Susha. Anyways, he knows what's up. Kat, why you got another crush? I'm assuming.
Yeah, my second one is totally shallow because I know almost nothing about him.
I know nothing about Sombra, honestly.
My very shallow crush is Geralt from The Witcher.
Geralt. Well, because he's hot.
And plus he bangs,
all the ladies.
Yeah. All the witches.
Yeah.
My God.
He doesn't bang all the bitches, he bangs all the witches.
Yeah, he bangs all the witches.
Look, here's the thing. I know there are three witchers, and I bought Witcher 3. I bought the third one.
The third one.
Once I got my PS4, and I've played maybe a total of 2 hours, and that opening scene is just amazing. He's so sexy in that bathtub.
Mm. Wait, that's which right. Witcher is that?
The third.
Oh, the third. Okay, yeah. So I played the first one, I think, and after banging like four chicks, I couldn't play anymore.
I mean, I didn't get to bang anybody. I saw some boobs.
You didn't bang any. What?
You just talk. No. Oh. You talk to this chick.
Play the first one. You bang chicks like immediately.
I mean, I only played 2 hours. I'm sure if I played more.
No,
I played for like
an hour and I already banged like four chicks in the first one.
Well,
and like I said, I couldn't play it anymore because it was too distracting.
I just like his smoldery eyes and his white hair. And I like that he has like a little ponytail going on. And he's very muscular.
And that scar.
And the scar. And the voice. Just everything.
Well, I know you said that was very superficial, but honestly, it's more than my Sombra crush because I haven't even fucking played Sombra in Overwatch. So, filthy casual over here. Just bringing it to you guys.
My number one is better. But, okay. Yeah, that's my shallow one.
It's your shallow one.
But I know
he's hot. I'd bang him.
If I was a dude, I'd go gay for him.
Yeah.
I'd rusty my trombone on him.
He needs a beard.
He has a beard. Like stubble.
Yeah.
And he has stubble. He doesn't have a beard.
I mean,
does he have a beard?
Beards
in one of them?
Are...
Yeah. Well, he has a beard. Yeah. White beard. Like... And then you can...
No, but he needs a beard.
He like needs a beard. He needs like a Devin beard or filthy turtle.
You can go to the fashion person and you can get a shave and a haircut.
Now, how many pence is that? For shaving,
fucking
Three pence?
God damn it. No, it costs like 100 gold pieces or something like that.
Okay.
And I like beards.
Get a shave in the southern area.
Yeah, that's right. Andrew has a beard, right?
Oh, yeah. I won't let him shave it.
Is it growing longer now?
Yeah, but he keeps it trimmed and clean, so. Yeah.
That's because he's a fucking hipster.
He looks like one, but he's not.
Yeah.
I promise you.
He is.
He shows signs of being a hipster, but he's not.
I'm a closeted hipster.
A closeted hipster?
But just wait till you get to the point where you can go to a brothel. It's
awesome. In the game.
In the game.
That's my only motivation for playing that game.
They've already
really
been to a brothel in real life.
How hot he is.
I worked in one.
What?
What?
That's going to be the bonus episode.
Hold up.
Strength bonus number 24.
Hold up.
Look out for that one after the show.
No, I was actually joking.
Oh.
You guys believed me.
God damn it.
Yeah. She lets it slip and is like, damn it.
I was really excited about this.
I got to turn it around somehow.
I was about to stop this whole episode to know more about that.
All right.
Anyway.
That would have been a very interesting life.
That would probably be fun. What? Well, I like holding it.
You can hold it. It's fine. I'm just messing with it. There you go.
Am I not loud enough still?
No, it's not that. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
You're making me self-conscious.
Okay, now you're really loud. Oi. What happened over there?
He's bored. It's the ADHD right.
He's watching that chick do her art shit.
Well, while he plays Overwatch.
Yeah.
No, Overwatch is in this window.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the chick window.
You just pointed at where we are on our screen. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, Libby, you have another crush.
Yes. It's Gordon Freeman from Half-Life.
Wow.
Yep.
That's reaching back a little bit.
I love
that. You're into retro.
I'm into retro games, guys.
I think I've played more games than she has.
I have to look this up.
Recently, anyways.
What?
Gordon Freeman looks like...
Oh, no, she doesn't. She's never played Half-Life.
He looks like...
Gordon...
Me either.
Freeman.
How old are you, Phil?
29.
I had to think about it.
Not really a millennial. He's 29. Mm. Sort of millennial.
Oh, fuck yeah. He kind of looks like Walter White.
Yeah, he does. He does look like Walter White.
I can see that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The nerdy scientist.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With the crowbar.
Mm-hmm. He becomes
It's the crowbar.
He becomes a badass with the crowbar. It was like, you're a scientist, dude. It's like Jor-El on the Man of Steel. He, all of a sudden... You know, they're raised to be scientists or they're raised to be warriors. But yeah, he knows fucking Kung Fu when he's fighting
Zod. Kung Fu?
I was like, no, how does that work? He's raised to be a scientist, but he knows martial arts. I was like, no, it's not. No, no,
no, no. No.
But yeah, Freeman, he kind of looks like Edward Norton in fucking, what was it? American History X before he shaves his head.
Yes.
Dude, he looks crazy. Like, he's about to murder your ass if you get too close to him.
So you're into murderous drug dealers is what you're saying.
Yes, I am.
Murderous drug dealer scientists.
It's because I worked in a brothel, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to those types of
men. You like meth.
Yes.
Well, speed, because you're Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can be all over the place.
I went to an all-Asian school. I know these things.
So if they make a live-action Half-Life, Bryan Cranston needs to play this character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'd probably be a little too old. I think he's...
They can do some CGI shit to get rid of his wrinkles.
Some CGI
like
shit.
Princess Leia.
Think Botox. Oh, no. Too soon, bro. Too soon.
What?
That was too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah.
They did CGI Princess Leia.
That was terrible.
Terrible.
Rogue One. On Rogue One.
Shh.
Rowan.
Shut up.
Rowan. No, Rowan.
No, no.
No.
Okay, so it's my turn again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And my second favorite one is, nobody's going to know this because they don't play the fucking game, is Monica from Phantasy Star Online 2.
Yeah, I
don't fucking know. She's a ditzy grinder person. She's the one you go to level up your weapons.
Does she have big boobs?
Yeah. And,
okay. Yes.
And she's very ditzy. So when shit fucks up and you don't get the level on your weapon, she'll just be like, oh no, what did I do? Blah, blah.
Wait, Phil knows what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, I'm like, am I the only one that knows who he's talking about?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You play Phantasy Star Online too?
We still play that game. My group still does. Sometimes.
But yeah, Monica, feel like it. She's really ditzy and really cute. Yeah.
Huh. Can I see? I want to see. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
The fuck just happened?
I dropped the bottle.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, it's okay.
But yeah, she's just, it was... I always go to her just so I can fuck anime. Up on shit and have her be all cutie poo on there.
But... and she'd be like, oh.
Oh my God, let me put my finger in your butt.
Who's this one? I like this one.
Oh, that's, she's one of the characters on there. She's, not... she's into girls because I'm a girl and she's always trying to hit on me.
Not her appearance, but the description of her that you gave reminded me of the blonde from, that show in Vegas we went to, Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
The blonde ditzy chick with the big boobs.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monica. Like, oh, very nice.
Very and nice. How much?
Because depending on which part of the ship, like there's different channels. You have to be on an even channel to get Monica. And if you're not on the even channel, you get the dickhead dude, and I don't like him.
The dickhead dude?
Yeah, the dickhead dude.
Is his head shaped like a penis?
He's a, yeah, actually. Kind of is.
All right.
But you have to pick the the even number channels to get her.
The even number channels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Phil, do you have another crush on your list?
Riku from Final Fantasy X.
Oh, yeah.
Like the
she's cute.
Little like blonde ninja lolly kind of
feisty.
Yeah.
Feisty. Yeah. That's a good term. I thought you were just seriously, I thought you were just gonna talk about May again. I was
I could talk about video game crushes all day.
Okay. He's bringing the challenge accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
I like Riku too. She has those crazy swirly eyes too that trip me out.
Yeah, she's
I just
cute.
Like the fact that she wore a thong all day in X2.
Seriously.
All day. Every day.
All her costumes were skimpier than the other two girls.
Yeah.
For each different dress sphere.
She was very
barely
sporty.
Wore anything in X2.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, the thief costume in general was very revealing for all the girls.
Well,
even Yuna.
In 10, she when she got out of the water, it was kind of risque.
Risque?
The Albed suit she was wearing. It was like a G-string right up her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Easy access mm-hmm. for your finger,
mm-hmm.
though?
Mm-hmm. No, she was wearing a wetsuit underneath, so you can't really get your finger in there.
I mean, it's possible. It's just really hard.
You have to go up the pant leg and...
It takes a while.
Right, to cut have really long fingers and arms. It's too much work.
I'm sure if you poke hard enough, you just make a hole.
Yeah. What's happening?
Give her my Albed primer.
Bazinga.
All right, Sam, what do you got? What you got?
Your numero uno?
Buying. I guess we can call our numero uno. I was really hard with figuring out this stuff lately because, as everybody knows, I'm a filthy casual and haven't been playing very many games. So I'm going to go back, take it back to Overwatch because other than fucking Dragon Age and Eve and 7 Days to Die, I've played Overwatch. That's about it. Well, actually, I think I'll have some honorable mentions and go later. But Widowmaker from Overwatch, she is fucking smoking hot. She's an assassin. She's fucking purple, like a drow or something. She's like a dark elf, with that sexiness, and I just that accent. I don't know. Is this something recently? It was probably Dragon Age that got me back into like French accents because the whatchamacallits, so I have like a French accent in Dragon Age. Fuck my brain.
You also like stinky French bastards.
Yeah, I do. I do. Widowmaker, and everybody in here knows who Widowmaker is, right?
Nobody, yeah.
Who's Widowmaker?
Who's Widowmaker?
Yeah, nobody plays her. Who's Widowmaker?
Fuck you guys.
I call her Spudemerker.
I don't play her either, actually. I barely play Overwatch as it stands.
Dude, I can't play competitive anymore.
I play Bastion.
So much salt.
There's a lot of salt.
God.
But yeah, she's got, I don't know, she's just got back and...
Maybe got back.
And front and left side.
Yeah, she's
side
pretty stacked.
She is stacked. I think what did it, though, again, for me, less about the game. I did play her a couple of times, again, it was that Blizzard and their fucking cinematics. All of the...
The intro cinematic to that fucking shit is amazing.
Yeah. Her, what do they call them? Shorts, I think.
I don't know why they can't fucking just make movies.
Yeah, they should. I mean,
they did.
Her short alone. Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a movie.
was a movie.
Nobody cared, though. Because when they make movies, they suck.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they shouldn't make movies.
Blizzard didn't produce the World of Warcraft movie, though.
Legendary Pictures.
Yeah, that was somebody else. They just loaned out.
Somebody else. It was the guy.
They loaned out their name.
It was the guy.
The guy.
But all the cinematics they do in all their games are so fucking good that I don't see why they don't just open up. That's all they do is just make movies of their games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think they're good at short stories. I think it
doesn't have to be a feature length movie, dude. An hour.
A feature length movie?
Feature length movie.
Yeah, Widowmaker's hot.
An hour.
I love her accent. I like her big gun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, what do you got for the next?
It's
crush.
My next crush.
Grab onto that.
I know, I'm holding on to it.
Yeah. It's not pointing at your mouth, though. That's why.
Why not?
Because.
There. Is that better?
It's not this.
I know. I moved it so that it centered more, so that I'm more centered.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. That's fine. You sound great.
Thanks.
It's. That wasn't a compliment. That was a sound test.
I took it as a compliment.
Okay.
My next crush is different from my others.
Different.
And, yeah.
How so?
Not in like the he's so hot kind of way.
It's Riley and she
But
likes
I love
all
him so much. Prompto from Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, 15. I haven't played 15.
I fucking love Prompto, he's my hero. I want to be his best friend and his lover and whatever he wants me to be. I don't care.
Do you want to have his children?
I would have his children.
Children's.
He would make a great father.
Children's.
Make a great father.
Yeah, can somebody pull up a picture for me? Because I haven't played the game. I know what they all look like. Fucking anime hipsters, but.
He looks like a fucking hipster.
Yeah. He looks like a punk ass hipster. But he is the.
Hipster.
Hipster.
He is the sweetest character on. In that video game. I don't want to say too much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Since it's still a newer game.
He could be Sephiroth's kid.
He looks like Cloud, actually.
He
looks like a combination of Cloud and Sephiroth. And he has freckles.
And Genova was in the woodshed.
Yeah. Genova's somewhere else.
I don't know what's going on.
And he's like the light-hearted person in the group. He makes sure everybody's having fun the whole time, and he cracks jokes all the time. And he even sings.
You know why
like,
he does that? It's because he's insecure. He has low self-esteem.
They just got like really
psychoanalyzing
you're just
him right now,
bringing us down, fucking wet blanket.
You gotta play the game. You'll learn more about his story.
Is he the cup of noodles guy?
No, that's Gladiolus. He's obsessed with cup noodles.
Wow, that's a name there. Gladiolus.
They call him Gladio for short. I'm used to it now because I played the game for so many hours and they just say each other's names all the time. Because
is his sister's name Areolus?
No, his sister's name is Iris.
Oh, he has a sister. Yeah. I didn't know he had a sister. I was fucking, fucking around.
He has a sister. Prompto does not. But Prompto has like the best story origin story. He was like a fat little kid, and he met the.
That's what I'm saying.
He met the main character. Dude, he was a chubby kid.
Oh, you haven't played it either. That's right.
No. Look,
you're the only one in here that's played it. Phil, have you played Final Fantasy 15?
No.
Okay.
There's a mini anime series, 5 episodes. Each episode is like 30 minutes long, and you get the origin stories of the characters. And so in this little anime series, you learn that Prompto used to be a chubby kid, and he's all alone. And when he met the main character, he was inspired by him and felt like he was not worthy to talk to him until he shaped up and lost all the weight and felt worthy of protecting him and being
his
friend.
Boom, did I fucking call it, or did I call it, dude?
So that's how they met.
Because I know anime.
And I used to be a chubby kid, so I really, like, resonated with that. And he's such, like, a joy.
That's not something I don't think any of us knew.
Oh, I was so chubby when I was a kid. I weighed as much as I do now in 6th grade. And then I, like, lost all the weight because of Dance Dance Revolution, of all things.
Yeah.
Well, they're having the competition.
Hey, I lost a lot of weight with the fucking Wii Sports.
By sitting there and looking at it?
Yeah.
Because I remember when you got that. It was like, dude, we're doing Wii, blah, blah, blah. A week later, when I finally came over, the shit was all covered in dust.
No, I was using it for months.
Came over a week later, it was all covered in dust.
Months.
Came back a week later, it was all covered in dust.
Dude, I used that until I wore the dance pad down.
Yeah. I had that for the PlayStation 2 and 3.
I
used to play it at, that was when I was living with
Numbnuts. I only played it at Numbnuts' place.
Yeah, the Darude dude.
Darude.
Fucking Sandstorm dude. Play the shit out of that. Oh
my God. Beep. Okay. Where were we? What was going on? I don't know what we're talking about.
Anyway,
you
like Libby.
The hipster. You like
she
the hipster.
Likes hipsters.
Yes, yeah, she does.
I do kind of.
She's currently with a hipster. And
he's not a hipster.
Oh, he's a
totally
hipster.
A hipster.
Proto hipster.
Incognito.
I like man buns. Is that weird?
No, that is.
Yeah,
weird.
That is bad.
That is
yeah,
bad. That's bad.
I actually have the haircut to make a man bun, but I am not allowed to man bun my hair.
I'm okay with man buns. Everyone hates them, and I'm okay with
only,
them.
It's the only time I have a man bun is when I'm shaving my head, when I'm shaving the other parts of my head for my current style.
If you have a man bun, you need to forfeit your guy card.
Yeah.
Like, just give it up now.
Which I need to shave my head again.
I think it's fine, you guys. Don't worry about it.
Man buns.
It's a millennial
are
thing.
Man
yeah,
bun?
It is.
Yeah, it's a millennial thing.
Fucking millennials.
Man buns? I'm not that much younger than Libby and Phil.
You're just trying to gain points with Libby, but I think she's closer to our age.
I'm 50, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm sorry you look so great that I didn't remember.
So
if this was feudal Japan, I'd be running around just cutting man buns off. Into the Shinsen Megumi, dude. Make that a law. Man buns are no longer allowed.
Libby has another crush, I think.
I do. I just can't decide which one. So
the first one.
Obviously, I'm a retro gamer.
Gamer.
I'm a gamer.
Retro grinder.
So I've been playing a lot of Fallout New Vegas. Yep, New Vegas. Not even Fallout 4. I'm dating myself here. But I can't decide between Craig Boone and Arcade Ganon. I know Arcade, that's for the same team. But something about the glasses and the silver hair, the white hair, the nerdiness.
For me, it would be Kaiser.
Kaiser, of course.
No, I liked, I forgot her name, but the Brotherhood Scribe chick, that's your
The little
Felicia
cute
Day.
One.
Yeah, the one played by Felicia Day. Mm-hmm. She was the one that I liked from that game.
I vote Arcade.
I didn't like that game.
Yeah.
My vote's Arcade.
Well.
Yeah, well, it's not your crush, Kat. God.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Based off of looks,
you like
yes,
hipsters.
Arcade definitely is way better looking than Craig, but...
You like Craig's
character.
Craig's
scarier looking.
Do you like Craig for his personality?
I like him for his skill set.
Skill set, okay. And what is his skill set?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I didn't finish that game because it fucking sucked.
Look at this sexy deviant art of Arcade Ganon right there.
Oh, okay.
You see? Wait.
He's got a yogurt spoon and yogurt's dripping on his chest, and and it looks like jizz.
Because it probably is.
And it looks like jizz.
What's doesn't a yogurt just spoon?
Look like jizz.
It's a pink yogurt spoon. It's like Yogurt Land.
It's a pink yogurt spoon. Oh.
Going back to Craig.
That answers everything.
He's a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Sexy, you know, can handle different types of
guns. Yeah, I'm into that. Oh, was he the guy?
He was the sniper dude.
He was the sniper dude with the, you get the beret and the glasses after you kill him, right? Wait.
Kill the one lady.
Kill the one lady, yeah.
In that one town. I forget what it's called, but yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. It's been a while since I played that game, and
God damn it. I'm so old. 18 years ago, Final Fantasy VIII was released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years ago, 7 was released.
Shut up, cat. God damn it.
What?
You're just making us feel old.
There was an ice sculpture and everything.
You were watching your dad play Final Fantasy VII, okay?
When I was 6.
Exactly.
God, what a fetish.
It's how I honed my reading skills.
She learned how to read sitting on her dad's lap while he played Final Fantasy VII. This is a story from like one of the earlier shows.
Yeah. And I used to know what words were bad, and I would ask permission to say them since I was reading them.
There were bad words in Final Fantasy VII?
Well, like damn and hell and stuff. So I would either substitute it with darn and heck, or I'd say, Dad, am I allowed to say that? Can I say that?
I have a question.
What?
So whenever Barrett cussed, did you read ampersand dollar sign hashtag?
No, I went. I did stuff like that, like made random noises. Because I knew it was supposed to be like at least frustrated noises, if not cursing.
Goddamn Shinra.
That reminds me of there was some video on it was on Facebook feed or something where this kid, like, his brother comes in and does something really annoying, and then he asks his dad for permission to curse at his brother, and then he just turns around and he says, like, whatever his name is, he's like, fuck! it's really funny.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, it is. But anyways, yeah. Craig is what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I remember him now. Yeah, I remember.
See, I had told Craig a name, I was going to be kicking it with him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, Craig looks badass, and that is appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's like the only Fallout game that I actually finished. Like all the other ones. Yeah, like 3. I got to the very end and I was like, I'm done. And then 4, the same deal. I'm at the very end and I'm like, I'm done. Never finished it.
4 and Vegas are the ones that I haven't finished. But I plan to finish 4. I don't plan to finish Vegas. Not to belittle your crush.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that game. There's some cool characters in there. Like I said, I really like the scribe, and I can't fucking remember her name. Felicia Day. I'll just say it. Felicia Day. I remember her name.
You like her just because she's Felicia Day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Exactly. That's the only reason. Sal, Mercy. Do you have another crush?
My number one, all time number one, is Mercy.
Mercy is Bay.
Super Bay.
Super Bay?
Super Bay. Especially in her Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Like, Sam didn't even recognize what it was.
There was some cosplayer that came to our booth. She came to our booth, and I didn't fucking hear any. I want to point out, Anime Impulse, I could not hear shit. Phil, could you hear anything at Anime Impulse? It was so fucking loud. It's an awesome show and everything, but Jesus Christ. I couldn't hear shit without having a mic in somebody's face and my headphones on.
That was pretty loud.
Yeah. But yeah, so I didn't hear them say Mercy. But yeah, it's just really cute cosplayer chick. That was apparently
filthy meat gazer. Sam's a filthy meat gazer.
You know that I'm a meat gazer. What? You already know this. It's not a fucking.
But yeah, she was really cute. She was.
She had fucking piranha teeth though.
Her
grill. What are you talking about now?
Oh, dude. Her grill was pretty fucked up.
You know, I gotta say, when I first saw her teeth, I thought they were fake, but then she started talking, and I was like, "Oh no, those are real!" Because you don't sound like you have.
Yeah, her girl was pretty jacked up.
Yeah,
wait,
no,
what?
She had piranha teeth. She had fucking shark teeth.
Like on purpose?
No, she just had messed up teeth.
Okay.
Like she needed braces and never got them. But I don't know. It was actually kind of hot. It was weird.
But yeah, her cosplay was
no, because
really,
they were
really
like perfect. They were at weird angles, and so they almost like perfectly like sharp.
It looked like the Violator smiling.
Yeah.
I thought she was one of those people that like alter their teeth and make
no. She could pass for one of those people, but no, they were just messed up.
God, what was it in? It was in the East somewhere, in the Orient. They do that.
They file their teeth.
They file their teeth to scare away demons, actually, so the demons won't attack the women. But yeah. I digress. Yeah, Mercy in the Halloween costume is the best.
So you have a thing for witches then.
It's just her costume is so
witch
fucking
angels?
Cute. You guys should look it up.
I did.
I already did. Look it up. I looked it up earlier, bitch.
Look it up.
Because when I found out, I was like, who the fuck was that cosplayer? And I shared the picture. And then you were like, that's Mercy, bitch. And she was like, it's her Halloween skin. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Fucking cosplay is so goddamn complicated now.
Yeah,
it's like,
it really
it's like,
is.
Wait, it's no, that's Mercy's Halloween skin cosplay.
Yeah,
it's
pretty bad because, like, who the hell is that? It was like, oh, that's so and so. It was a variant from a Doshinji.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? What?
But yeah, that was Mercy, dude.
Yeah.
Mercy for days, dude. That's all I play, actually.
So, Phil, do you have a third or. First
Ada Wong, Resident Evil.
Ada Wong.
Oh yeah,
that's a terrible game.
in the red dress or,
of course, red dress with a black choker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ada's right. Cute.
All about the choker, huh?
He likes the choker.
I like the double agent status.
Who's fucking got their phone on? God damn it, Kat.
Me, I'm sorry.
God damn it, Kat.
Is that a hipster?
What?
It's not the hipster. It's not
the hipster. I gotta take my meds.
It's not the hipster. He catches on quick, this one.
The hipster's currently brewing beer.
Oh, yes, because he's a fucking hipster.
He's a
that's
fucking
why.
Hipster.
Yeah, I know.
I make artisanal cheeses on the side.
I'm not making his case any better.
No, he's really not.
He's really
I've
not brewing beer,
for,
though.
Like, what, an hour, and I've already deduced he's a hipster.
Yeah,
like the five sentences about him that you said.
That was like 5 minutes into the show, though.
I was joking. He's not really brewing beer right now, even though he does that on like a weekly basis. But he is at a place called Crowbar.
He's not brewing beer.
Say no more, hipster.
Yeah, Crowbar is super.
He's a hipster.
Super microbrew craft beers and
microbrew. Well, I think maybe
I have a.
Do you have an honorable mention, though? Oh, yeah, but you have a trailer. Okay. Why don't
a trailer.
I think that about wraps it up for our video game crushes.
Mystery
so,
trailer.
Sal has what we like to refer on the show as a mystery trailer.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
You should
my
be
body,
watching.
My body is ready.
Okay, so it's called Crow's Fall.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that.
C-R-O-W-S.
Crow's Fall.
F-A-L-L. Crow's Fall. Oh.
I heard Crawls Fall.
Well, it's because you're old and you need a hearing aid, Grandpa.
I'm wearing a fucking hearing aid right now. All I gotta do is
that's
turn
how
my
bad your ears
up.
Are. You need a double hearing aid, like a double hawk.
So, Crows
Fall.
Fall.
It's an upcoming MMO coming up.
So, our listener
upcoming upcoming MMO.
It's an upcoming MMO that's coming up to a theater or a console near you or a video game station. PC, what is it for?
PC Master Race.
PC Masters. Okay, so Crow's Fall. If our listeners could go look up the trailer for Crow's Fall, and we will be back after this break.
StrengthCast would like to thank our patrons for their support. If you want to contribute to the madness, please visit strcast.com and click on the Patreon logo. You could make Kat say whatever you want, but more importantly, you will be personally responsible for the atrocities we create.
Hello, nurse. This is Wacko, and you're listening to StrengthCast because you've got very good taste, and I'm not wearing any pants. See you later.
Okay, so I just want to point out really quick, it was not plural crows fall. It was crow fall, and it was one word, crow fall, not crow fall. Crow's Fall trailer. So if everybody had trouble looking it up, it's understandable. Look up crow fall, one word, 2016. Anyways... That being said, it looks like an MMO that's reaching a bit far. Is it out yet or?
No, it's still in closed alpha and beta, I think. Or I think they're on beta now.
Closed alpha beta?
Closed beta.
Alpha beta has been closed for a long time, Sal.
No, they're Vaughn's now. Or
no, Ralph's. And even Ralph's are closing down now.
Dude, you guys are older than I am. I do not remember that.
He's 39.
Alpha beta became Albertans, right?
No.
Wait, no. Lucky's became Albertans.
Okay, Lucky's became Rite Aid.
Oh, did it? I don't know. I just remember Lucky's.
Duh. Lucky's, Thrifty, Rite Aid. No.
I remember Thrifty.
God damn it. Yeah. They still make ice cream. No, it looks really cool. I like the sort of open world look to it. And the, what is it? You like build kingdoms and stuff?
Yeah. I guess that's becoming the norm. Like even with Conan Exiles, you can build kingdoms type of deal. And you can get floppy dongs on it.
Floppy dongs?
Yeah, floppy dongs on Conan is amazing. but I think going forward, that's going to be the main draw for like MMOs and stuff like that.
Just is building your own kingdom.
Build your own shit. Because everything's going voxel.
So
all the MMOs are going voxel. So destructible kingdoms, destructible everything.
So when you make a kingdom, it's accessible to everybody else?
No, not really. It's like the early parts of the kingdom, it's only your clan and you can get raided and stuff like that. I'm hoping when they're finally done, it'll be able to, like, you'll be able to have a castle and then your serfs, whatever, where you can do all the trading.
Your plebs.
Yeah, where you can do all your trading and stuff with the other kingdoms. That'll be kind of cool if they put stuff in like that. But as for now, it's kind of like Ark, where you build your own base and then people can either come raid it or you raid other people's bases.
And did the bases, I didn't really gather it from what I was watching. Do you think they're like instanced or are they, is it like an open, is the game?
It's open world. It's completely open world. You can run over to somebody else's kingdom and just fucking destroy them and then go back.
But if you, I mean, are they going to run out of space?
Probably not. It's fucking, like right now the map is pretty small, but even as small as it is, it's fucking huge.
So not just anybody can build a kingdom, right? I mean, like you have to be able to. It's probably going to be like how you build clans and corporations and shit like that in different MMOs.
The way it is now is one person can build everything.
Okay.
If they have the time. But it takes multiple people to actually get like a big fucking building going and everything like that. Just the way the crafting system works, it's very labor intensive.
Labor intensive.
Yeah, I was going to say the crafts look intense.
Just from the videos that you can see of people playing it online, you can do a lot with it. It's just it takes a long time if you're by yourself. That's why it's better to group up with friends and make a clan just so you can direct somebody, hey, can you go gather this material so we can build this and that? And you can just spread out and gather materials and come back and build a fucking huge fortress.
Too much effort.
Yeah. It's sort of like fucking Fallout 4, except in an MMO format.
Yeah, that's the big thing. All of the games that are coming out, all the MMOs that are coming out, they're voxel-based games. So there's a lot of building, a lot of crafting, a lot of destruction. And I think going forward, that's going to be the norm. It's not going to be like what it used to be, where you purchase a building or whatever and then you build on it. You're going to start from scratch and then you got to make your own kingdom.
Start from scratch?
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it seems like it. I don't know. It's like it's reaching too far.
It's too much work.
Yeah, it's very, very, very ambitious.
Overwhelming.
If they could pull it off, it's gonna be crazy if they can pull it off and not have it suck.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, because right now, as it is, they only have a small aspect of what they want to do with the game. So you're able to make buildings and then raid other shit. From what they have on there, making up your own kingdoms and stuff, it looks very, very
This
ambitious.
Looks more like, I mean, a little bit more like WoW or something, a little more cartoony rather than realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, the concept reminds me of like Daggerfall, which failed miserably.
Yeah, Daggerfall. another overreaching game.
Yeah,
that
and that's why I think this is a
so much, and they didn't follow through.
There was another one. There's a new one that I just fucking shared it with you guys. This reminds me of too. I don't remember what it was called though, but it was very similar to like it's. Oh, I don't remember the name of it, but remember, I do remember your character ages and eventually dies.
Oh, okay. I kind of remember which game you were talking about. Yeah, and you leave progeny behind, right? Your kids are the ones that inherit your kingdom.
When your character, like, I think it's like the span of a year or 2 years or something, your character will grow old and die. And you have to start a new character. Yeah, it's like fucking playing Monster Rancher all over again. Oh. Fuck that game.
Well, think of it like Rogue Legacy, where once your character
thought you
dies,
was going to say Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. No, in Rogue Legacy, when your character dies, your kid is the one that inherits your shit, and then you progress from there. It's kind of the same thing, but yeah, like every game that's coming out now is voxel based game where you build your kingdom, and it's probably gonna end up getting old. It's like, oh, like I fucking gotta build this shit. Why can't I just play the game and enjoy
it? Yeah, well, that's the other thing too. Like, do you have to build a kingdom, or can you just go adventure around?
Well, you can go adventure around and make yourself, but you kind of have to have your own place to store all the shit that you have.
Yeah, but then someone can just take your shit.
Yeah, that's why you got to group up and build a kingdom.
I don't know.
But yeah, that.
I mean, it looks cool, but I mean, I'd try it out, but I don't know if it'll really
take off. If they can make it happen, then that's going to be amazing.
But I got to say, Sal, that was a weak ass mystery trailer.
Usually I come with the panty party and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the Thunder,
exactly. But panty party. You can't top that now, I don't think. After panty party.
I'm a fan of Hatoful Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hatoful Boyfriend is
now
like
you got
classic
now. You got that horse dating sim one.
Yeah.
You can, and the horses have dude faces on it for some weird fucking reason.
I think we lost Phil. Phil, what did you think about Crowfall MMO?
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
It'd be like one of those early access games that never gets out of early access.
Mm.
That's what it feels like, because that's way too much to put into one game, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just imagine how big the servers would have to be just to handle that much information.
Yeah. Yep. I think by the time it goes open beta, they're going to cut out a lot of the fat. It's like, well, we promised. Kind of like in Neo. In Neo, you were supposed to be able to play with your friend and do all the entire game. As soon as it released, they're like, no, you can only play the game if you've already beaten that area.
So the game it reminded me of was Chronicles of Elyria, which is another Kickstarter, and that's the one where your character grows old and dies.
Yeah, that's going to piss off a lot of people, especially if you're vested with your character. You're like, that's
yeah,
your
but it's like
character.
It's like it would attract people that played like hardcore Diablo, which, by the way, I think... if I recall, in the Chronicles of Elyria, when your character dies, you lose your life. You lose lifespan. So when your character dies, you drop like a year or two off the character's life before permadeath. Every time it dies.
Mm. Yeah, that.
So if you suck hard, it might last like a month. Your character will last, live to be 20, and
especially
then die.
if you hadn't lost your Amazon to fucking lag.
No, that wasn't lag. That was not lag, bro. It was Iron Maiden. That's what killed me. It was fucking Iron Maiden. You don't have to open those old wounds. It's my wound.
Wounds.
You don't have to open those old hardcore Diablo wounds, asshole. Fuck you. Anyways.
I don't know about that. Because once I make a character, I don't ever want it to like disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah. Play hardcore, assholes. Try that once in a while.
I thought you were a filthy casual.
Well, no, I played Diablo 2 hardcore. And I'm sure, well, you probably haven't heard the story. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but I lost a level 72 Amazon, and she had fucking Ethereal's Titan's Revenge. I lost her to Iron Maiden from an Oblivion Knight, because that was low on javelins, and I went melee.
There's no like save game feature.
No,
no, that's hardcore.
If your character dies in hardcore, it's permanently dead. You get a little spirit thing that's like a memory of your character.
God. I would be so mad. Did you never play it ever again?
No, I still played it.
Oh my, I would quit.
Shirley likes Libby.
We should be Shirley and Libby.
Yeah.
But yeah, Crowfall.
Yeah. Anyways,
if it works out, it's gonna be awesome. If it doesn't, then yeah, it's gonna go the same route as the Dodo. It's just But then again, it could be in permanent, early access, like 7 Days to Die.
Yeah, but 7 Days to Die doesn't suck.
Or Rust.
Or Rust. Yeah. More dongs.
The forest.
Rusty dongs.
That one in the water. That's basically the 7 Days to Die, but in the water.
The one in the water.
Yeah, you got to fight off sharks.
Whatever it's called.
Oh, that's your worst nightmare, Sal. Sharks.
Yeah.
That's it could be worse. Horrible. It could be No Man's Sky.
No Man's Lie. Fuck Sean Murray. Oh, what were we talking about? Anyways, I think that wraps it up for this episode. Phil, a.k.a. Filthy Turtle, once again, where can our listeners find all of your amazing pearlers?
Check them out at filthyturtle.com. That's P-H-I-L-T-H-Y, turtle.com. You can find everything there, including my phone number, my Tinder. Just kidding.
Your Grindr? You got to have your Grindr left on there, too.
Bumble.
Calling all May cosplayers.
Yeah.
You're a May cosplayer.
You're a streamer seeking May cosplayer.
Are you going to put more stuff up on your Etsy? I was looking at it. And you need the
Metroid
on there.
I have no cons from them now till Anime Expo, so I finally have time to update. Because I've been back to back convention after convention, so I finally have a chance to.
So,
but at the same time, I don't want to because I have to have inventory for Anime Expo, so I'm not sure. Maybe. I'll think about it.
So
do you have any Fallout ones?
Yes. Ooh. I have the stupid little ugly kid dude with the blonde hair.
Vault Boy?
I never played Fallout, so I don't know. Yeah, Vault Boy. There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never played Fallout, so...
Ugh.
It's funny, I have so many pearlers of different video games, and like literally 80% of them I've never played or touched in my life.
Wow, someone's more casual than me.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at what's on my table, I'm pretty sure I'm not casual.
Well, you're not casual when it comes to pearlers. That's for sure.
No.
Got some SNES games. Some more SNES games.
This was just today's buys.
And some more SNES games.
Oh, you bought those today?
So you're a retro lover.
I'm not just... I just buy and sell video games.
Oh, okay.
General, so...
He doesn't play them. He just buys and sells them.
Did I sell video games to your
brother? I have the entire SNES collection.
Alrighty.
So I play a lot... I do a lot of retro, but it's because I do a lot of speedrunning.
He's one of those. Yeah. Well, you check out your Twitch, which is... What was it? Filthy Turtle?
Filthy Turtle. Twitch.tv/Filthy Turtle.
Spelled with a P-H.
I-L.
P-H-I-L.
P-H.
T-H-Y. Turtle spelt turtle, though.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
We like turtles here on Strength Cast.
I really like turtles.
You really like turtles. I'm assuming so.
I'm actually a turtle breeder.
Wow, dude.
Oh, cool.
This guy doesn't stop. He just keeps going. That's some massive ADD.
Yeah, that's why I have so many hobbies, because I literally jump from hobby to hobby when I get bored of one. Pearlering's the only one that's ever actually kept my attention for that long.
Speaking of pearlering, we need to commission some logos from you, dude. Like one large Strength Cast logo or something. You can see it in the corner right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the sticker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. I threw stickers at your face at Anime Impulse. It's like flop, flop, flop. And then, check out Filthy Turtle, and I think that wraps it up. Shirley has woken up, and she's woke as fuck right now, so we should probably end this episode. Sal, what do we say?
We say what we say is what we say. Okay. Like with all things in life, keep your pimp hands strong, and keep your strength in gaming.
See ya.
And keep on gaming.
Oh. And any last words there, Phil? Before we execute you? Where would you like us to put the body? The cake is a lie? That's a lie, actually, that the cake is a lie. I just want to point that out. I've actually eaten that cake.
You sure?
A few times.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't find it.
Libby, do you have any last words?
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Yes. 42.
Philfish.
Philfish. Fuck Philfish. Good night, you motherfucking nerds.
Nerds. Bye.
Maze Bay.
Maze Bay. Mercy is Bay, too, apparently.
Some people ask for some ridiculous stuff. Someone asked me for a life-size perler of lightning.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I looked them right in the eye and I was like,
nah.
First, yeah. It's lightning, so fuck that person.
Nah.
Exactly.
Now, if it was Fang or...
Yeah, Finale. Why lightning of all characters?
I don't know.
You don't know? Was he a fucking millennial?
No.
Calm down, man.
Probably wanted to, like, fap to it or something every night.
He wanted to give your perler
a
pearl necklace.
Why did it have to be life size?
Why wouldn't it be life size?
How much would you have charged?